Hello everybody. We come to the seventh chapter of our discussion on supply chain and logistics, and this is on the logistics design and the operational planning part. In this chapter, we will primarily look at how good planning itself can save and a supply chain function. A supply chain operation cannot be left by itself. You cannot just implement an ERP, you just cannot implement some systems and let it go on. It cannot go on by itself. It needs to be guided, and the basis of that guidance has to be good and robust planning. So, what are the elements of a system approach in supply chain? The business strategy of firms is concerned with the interaction between supply chain companies and their business environment in which they operate. If the supply chain under consideration is regarded as the system, then the environment is the business environment in which that supply chain operates. So it's the macrocosmic environment. So the inputs which come from the environment to the supply chain environment finally leads to the quality of the output. The interaction of the system with its environment is represented by the system inputs and outputs. In practice, supply chain can be broken down into subsystems, and each of these subsystems should display the characteristics of a system, and each subsystem will have inputs, output, and a perimeter or a boundary. What is a system process? A general process applicable to most logistical design and analysis situation is divided into three individual phases. Firstly, the definition of the problem and planning, data collection and analysis, and finally the recommendation and implementation. This is a basic framework for any project management or planning tool, where you first define the objective, what you need to do and what is the outcome that you are seeking, then collect data and do the analysis, and finally list down your recommendations. So if you look at the generalized planning system, in the first phase you have a feasibility assessment, project planning, so this is related to the problem definition and the planning. Then you have, in the data collection analysis part, you have the assumptions. While you do a project, when you try to list it down and do it in a constructive manner, you will have to list down some constraints. You will have to make some assumptions in order to come to the conclusion. So the phase two, you have assumptions and analysis, and the final phase where you have the recommendations and the implementation, you have the development of recommendation and the implementation, which is the final and the last part of the planning system. Now, guidelines on good practice. We have to understand that each supply chain, a supply chain within a particular industry will be different from a supply chain within another industry. The food industry is different, the chemical industry or the auto industry is totally different. So each supply chain is unique. The methodology helps to identify the most suitable solution for a particular supply chain, and there are approaches which appear to exist in the majority of all world-class companies. These approaches include employee involvement, total quality management, just-in-time, preventive maintenance, and a philosophy of continuous improvement. Now, before we proceed, let's look at these individual components just in itself. Firstly, this is the most important facet of any organization, any function, which is the employee involvement. So the people and the employees in supply chain have to be motivated. They need to share the vision of the organization, and they need to understand that what they are doing is just not a support function. They are one of the most important functions of the organization, on which the profitability and the growth of the organization rests. Total quality management, refocus on improving the quality of the output. Just in time, wherein one part of the process will only get the material when the process below it has completed it. So there will be no unnecessary inventory in the channel. Preventive maintenance, which is very important. And finally, the philosophy that whatever is there today will not be there tomorrow. So change is the only constant. So a philosophy of continuous improvement. Tools and techniques. There are many techniques in use in other fields which are relevant to supply chain analysis. Such approaches include financial analysis, strategic planning techniques, Pareto analysis, system analysis, and process mapping. These techniques can be used to support various stages, and one of the most important tools that organizations are using today is the Lean Six Sigma, wherein you are looking at processes from a very fine perspective, looking at how to improve the processes. There are various tools available in Six Sigma which are being implemented, and finally organizations are reaping the benefits. The tools apart from Six Sigma are user spreadsheets, databases, visual interactive simulation, and certain project planning softwares. The definition or purpose of a feasibility study. Now, one of the things in planning is to do a feasibility study of the project. So a feasibility study is defined as an evaluation or analysis of the potential impact of a proposed project or program. The first stage of logistics system design and planning provides the foundation for the entire project. The feasibility assessment, the decision to implement or not any new project or program must be based on a thorough analysis of the current logistics operation. The activities include situation and analysis, supporting logic development, and finally the cost-benefit analysis and conclusion. Now, what is situation and analysis? The purpose is to provide the senior management with the best possible understanding of the strengths and weakness of the existing logistics capabilities for both current and the future environment. It is the performance of measures and characteristics that describe the current logistics environment through internal review of the processes, market assessment and competitive evaluation, and finally the technology assessment. So in internal review, we profile the historical performance, data availability, strategies, operational metrics, and tactical policies of the current setup. All major resources such as workforce, equipment, facilities, relationships, and information are thoroughly examined. In the market assessment and competitive evaluation, the objective is to document and formalize customer perceptions and desires with regard to the changes in the firm's logistical capabilities. It is a review of knowing the trends and service demands required by customers by interviewing them through fresh customer surveys. Finally, the technology assessment. The objective is to identify the advancements that can provide effective trade-offs with other logistics resources such as transportation and inventory. As we say, it's a gamut of all these activities which make up supply chain. So you should not only, you know, look at one particular facet and ignore the other. For example, inventory and transportation at times are, they operate in inversely. So if you have more warehouses, you might see a reduction in transportation cost. But overall, what is the company gaining or losing needs to be seen. That is the inventory cost eating away the transportation benefit that you are getting. So that's the cost-benefit trade-off that we need to do. Supporting the logic assessment and development. A supporting logic development builds on comprehensive review in three ways. Potential opportunities for improvement can be determined by using logistics principles such as tapering principle, principle of inventory aggregation, and the total landed cost principle. These deliverables also include classification of planning and evaluation issues. The process of developing supporting logic should include clear statements of potential redesign alternatives. And finally, when you conclude the study, the end report or the end point is finally the cost-benefit analysis. The final feasibility assessment is a pre-planning estimate of the potential benefits versus the cost of performing a logistic analysis and implementing the recommendation. Now, here one potential loophole or lacuna is the fact that many times things analyzed in Excel sheets and the proposed benefits or the numbers that are shown propels the organization towards implementing a policy. Now, it all depends on the quality of the study, whether the person or the manager or the executive doing it, whether he was building castles in the air just to show that he had done a great project and it will be implemented and it will bring benefits, or it is actually beneficial. So there the experience and the capability of the senior management comes into picture to really cut through the eyes and see that what the numbers speak, can it also be practically realistic or not. So that's the end point of the analysis. The benefits should be categorized in terms of service improvements, cost reduction, and cost prevention. Now, project planning is also something in which supply chain logistics is very deeply involved. Project planning involves 5 specific items. You have the statement of objectives, statement of constraints, measurement standards, analysis procedures, and finally the project work plan. Now, the statement of objectives is the most important. What you are set out to do has to be very crisply and concisely and objectively defined. It refers to jotting down the cost and service expectations for the logistics system revisions. Statement of constraints, it defines specific organizational elements, building systems, procedures, and practice to be retained from the existing logistics system. Measurement standards, such standards direct the project by identifying the cost structures and the performance penalties. Analysis procedure, selection of an analysis technique must consider the information necessary to evaluate the project issues and options. And the project work plan, on the basis of feasibility assessment, objectives, constraints and analysis technique, a project work plan must be determined. Now, we need to study in detail the process for data collection and how it is to be analyzed. This activity includes definition of the assumptions, collection of data, and to analyze the alternatives. The assumptions and data collection. Specific tasks include define the analysis approach and techniques, define and review the assumptions which are going towards solving the problem and coming at the recommendation. Define the analysis approach and techniques. The most common techniques are analytical approach, statistical simulation, and optimization. Define and review assumptions. Assumptions, definitions, and review are based on situation analysis, project objectives and constraints, and the related measurement standards. Assumptions normally fall into 3 categories. Firstly, business assumptions. These define the characteristics of the general environment, including relevant market, consumer, and product trends within which an alternative logistics plan must operate. Management assumptions, it defines the physical and economic characteristics of the current or alternative logistics environment and are generally within the firm's ability to change or refine in the short term, say 3 to 5 year horizon. Analysis assumptions, it defines the constraints and limitations that must be included to fit the problem to analyze, and analysis technique has to be finalized. Identify and assimilate data. Internal records will provide majority of data required in a logistical study. The first major data category is sales and customer orders. That's the starting point of all logistical activities, because unless you have orders, what do you ship, what do you make? The transportation data requirements include a number and type of modes utilized, modal selection criteria, how much of railway are we using, or are we too dependent on roadways, what kind of trucks we are using, part loads, full loads, ratios, transit time analysis, rate analysis, shipping rules and policies. Collection of data. Once the data sources have been identified, the company can start assimilating required data and convert the data to an appropriate format or analysis. Like what we have learned earlier, data is useless. Data in its final form is useless unless it is turned into information. So basically here we are saying not only is data to be collected, it has to be assimilated and converted into meaningful information. The analysis of data, the process of analysis includes questions, validating the baseline analysis, complete alternative analysis, complete sensitivity analysis. Analysis questions, this involves defining specific analysis questions concerning alternatives and the range of the acceptable uncertainty. Validating the baseline analysis, the second task completes the baseline analysis of the current logistics environment using the appropriate method or tools. A complete alternative analysis and evaluation of systems alternatives should be accomplished either manually or electronically to determine the relevant performance characteristics of each and every alternative. Complete sensitivity analysis, in this phase, uncontrollable factors like demand, factor cost or competitive actions are varied to assess the ability of the potential alternatives to operate under a variety of conditions. Recommendations, this is the final, you have done all the hard work, collected the data, revisited the assumptions. Now finally, what the top management wants or what will implement the solution is the recommendations of the project. There are four steps in this part of the phase: identify the best alternative, evaluate cost and benefits, develop a risk appraisal, and develop presentation and an execution strategy. What is identifying the best? Alternative performance characteristics and conditions for each alternative must be compared to identify two or three of the basket of options, if there is a basket, the best alternative. If you have two, you have to identify which one is the best alternative. Evaluate cost and benefit. A cost-benefit analysis compares the alternatives for the base period and then projects comparative operations across a particular planning horizon. Develop a risk appraisal. Risk related to adoption of a selected alternative can be quantified. So, we know that we are going ahead with this. However, there might be the following risks which might come, and then for each risk, there has to be a risk management plan in place. This is one part which many organizations fail to do. In the time consumption and the energy that has been spent on developing and finally giving shape to a project, the final goal is to implement the solution. People at times forget that the risk management, if it fails somewhere, it can be disastrous, because there will always be something that perhaps will not go right every time. Even a 99.9% probability means that there is a 0.01% chance that something might happen and undo all the good work that has been done earlier. Develop presentation. Final step is a presentation to the management and submission of a report that identifies specific operation strategies and changes, provides qualitative reasons and quantitative justification. Here, one important thing to note is that whatever you have done, the project team has done, thousands of pages of data perhaps have been gathered, compiled into meaningful information, well done. But when you are presenting finally, it has to be a very short presentation. Only if the people who are listening to you, they want to know what exactly you have done, show me the data, show me this line item, then you should have it ready to be shown. But in all probability, if you are the project lead, the people responsible, say the board of directors, if they are listening to you, they will believe that you have done your work substantially well. So show us the crisp few slides, quantification, qualification, way forward, execution, risk management, done. Don't bother them with unnecessary mundane data, because then it undoes a lot of your good work. You might have really worked hard, but then if your presentation is not a hit, if it doesn't hit the right chords of the people who will finally give you a go ahead, then it is worthless. And unfortunately, it might be tragic for the company because of your lack of presentation skills, too much of data which has been shown, the project might not get a green light to move ahead. Implementation, the actual plan or design implementation is a final process activity. This broadly includes four phases: define implementation, schedule implementation, define acceptance criteria, and finally implement. What is definition of the implementation plan? The implementation plan has to be defined in terms of the individual events, their sequence, and their dependencies. Schedule implementation, the schedule must allow adequate time for acquiring facilities and equipment, negotiating agreements, developing procedures, and training. Define the acceptance criteria. The acceptance criteria should focus on service improvements, cost reduction, improved asset utilization, and finally, enhance quality of delivery. It should also take a broad perspective that focuses on total logistics system performance rather than the performance of an individual function. And finally, the most important thing, implement. Execution is the most important thing in today's world. Plans, good strategies, long-term vision, very well, fine. But finally, if you are not able to implement and execute, then it all goes back to square one. So implement, the final task is actual implementation of the plan or design. Now let's look at the decision analysis methods and techniques that are available. High performance logistics requires regular and comprehensive analysis of supply chain tactics and strategies. This includes regular freight lane analysis to respond to rate changes and balance of freight flows. Tactical inventory to identify items with excess inventory and to determine the appropriate inventory target levels. Here the ABC analysis that we talked about is very important, that goods which are fast moving, medium and slow moving need to be categorized. Slow moving inventory needs to be continuously discussed with marketing to be liquidated. There are many industries like, for example, garment or other fast moving with limited shelf lives where this slow moving stuff is discounted so that it is liquidated earlier. Location analysis to perform the strategic evaluation of supply chain alternatives such as sourcing strategies, plant location, warehouse location and market service areas. Dynamic simulation to investigate the dynamics of multiple stage inventories such as among suppliers, plants and distribution centers. Here another concept which is very much in vogue today is VMI, the vendor managed inventory, wherein companies are looking at strategically, you know, kind of collaborating with their suppliers who will hold the inventory on their behalf. Tactical transportation analysis, it's assist in truck routing and scheduling. Design decisions. Designing a supply chain network involves billions of options and numerous decisions. Each of these decisions will impact service level, profitability and the competitive advantage. Global operations also increase supply chain design and alternative complexity and the importance of an accurate assessment of supply chain trade-offs. Therefore, the importance of regular supply chain design analysis has increased manifold. Development and design. With increasing globalization and easier access to alternative products in today's markets, the importance of product design to generate demand is more significant than ever. It is the ability of a product's design to generate demand by satisfying customer expectations. But product design affects not only demand generation but also the manufacturing process, cost, quality and lead time parameters. The supply chain is designed around a set of trade-offs such as fixed versus variable costs, transportation versus inventory costs, etc. Location decisions. Location decisions have a continuing impact over time on the company's financial and competitive position. Location decision follows a process of system analysis and design. A growing firm may decide that it needs a new warehouse to serve a certain region. After a region is selected, then a city within the region would also be selected. Now, this is with respect to warehouse design, which is more related to such space and other matters. Criteria include market, availability of wages, tax rates, etc. But if you look at the decisions which affect manufacturing setup, it is slightly more complicated than that of a warehouse. It is because when you are in specialized industries, and if you are looking at outsourcing your manufacturing setup, then the number of people who will be able to do justice to your product might be limited. In that case, you might find that you have a manufacturer in Western India and one in Northern India, whereas your demand is in South of India. But there, the factor which is of paramount importance is the fact that the qualified person or qualified company should be given the job. Even if it is bad from a supply chain perspective, then also, you know, we need to look at the fact that the primary important thing is the quality of the service provider and not the other points like geographical distance and etc. So, if it is possible, such strategic decisions should marry the supply chain prerogatives, but if not, the primary point is to help the company do better. So, if your preferred manufacturing location is logistically inconvenient, but if there is no other alternative, you will have to still go ahead with it. Now, here mathematical and statistical programming and simulation tools play a very, very important role. It's a theoretical tool of management science and economics. Management operations are described by mathematical equations that can be manipulated over a variety of purposes. Basically, we are talking about simulation. We are simulating, we are hypothecating what a future condition will be if certain variables are met. The usage is in production planning and scheduling, transportation analysis, logistics, and in calculating economic growth. So, it is not only used by logistical managers, it is used by the planning commission, the government departments, etc. Simulation techniques. A simulation model of a logistics network is developed to investigate the impact of the variables associated with production schedules, customer demand, and transportation delays. An expanded use of static simulation involves a heuristic computation procedure to assist in the selection of warehouses. This is one such application. Location analysis data requirements. The primary location analysis data requirements are definition of markets, products, the network, customer demand, transportation freight rates, and the variety of fixed and variable costs. Market definition. Goal of a market analysis is to determine the effectiveness and attractiveness of a market both now and in the future. Dimensions of market analysis include market size, the trends, growth rate, competitors, how they are doing, profitability, industry cost structure, variety of distribution channels, and the key success factor and other miscellaneous details related to these above points. The product definition. The product analysis enables us to understand the importance of materials, processing, economic, and other aesthetic decisions which are required before any product can be launched. The network analysis not only determines the number and location of all types of facilities, but also determines what inventory, how much stock at each facility, and where the customer should be linked to a particular, you know, warehouse. There are cases where one customer can be serviced from various locations to find out which is the best alternative. Transportation rates. Rates must be provided for shipments between existing and potential distribution channel members. It must be developed for each shipment size and for each transportation link between the DC and the market. Variable and fixed costs. Variable costs include expenses related to labor, energy, utilities, and materials. Fixed costs includes expenses related to facilities, equipment, and manpower, which is fixed, which is independent of the volume of activity that is being done. That is why it is fixed. Inventory decisions. Inventory optimization is the science of calculating inventory targets. The goal is to help meet desired service levels at the total lowest total inventory cost possible. The focus should be on determining the inventory management parameters to meet the desired levels with minimum investment. And the target, output in unit quantity, reorder points, periods of supply, financial inventory, investments, etc. And finally, the transportation decisions. Its focus is on routing and scheduling of transportation equipment to improve vehicle and driver utilization while meeting customer service requirements. Driver utilization only in the case if the driver is owned by the company. In case it's a leased operation, the driver is not your headache. It can be characterized as a strategic or tactical decision. Strategic routing decisions identify fixed transport routes that may be used for months or years. On the tactical level, medium-term decisions are made for transportation planning. The objective is to minimize the combination of vehicles, hours, and miles required to deliver a particular product. So, if you see, all these strategic decisions have a bearing on the final output which the supply chain gives to an organization. So, planning becomes very, very important in the success of supply chain and how supply chain will affect the growth of the organization. Thank you.